ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Dylan, you're a Chicago Bear. What stands out most to you about your journey to becoming a first-round draft pick?
Never knew what kind of path I was going to take. I mean, started at Purdue, ended at Oregon, but I'm just extremely thankful for everyone that's been with me throughout the way and the journey I've gone on.
You grew up idolizing his safety and studying him a ton that people here know well in Troy Polamalu. What traits do you bring to the table that can make you the next best one for the Bears?
I think I'm very versatile and I'm able to use my speed and play recognition to play fast and play aggressive.
Play fast, play aggressive, and that's exactly what he'll do for your Chicago Bears. That was Dylan Thienemann, fresh off the stage after getting selected 25th by your Chicago Bears. And I got to be honest, the more you read about him, the more you learn about him, the more excited you are, right, about the new starting safety alongside Kobe Bryant. It's going to make for an amazing tandem. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score all the way to 5 o'clock. And we're taking your phone calls, too, wondering how excited you are about Dylan Thienemann being a member of your Chicago Bears. Is he the steal of the first round? You can make a pretty damn good case for that being what it is happening or what it is in the moment. And, you know, if he ends up being a guy that can make a Pro Bowl, like if he's a Pro Bowl safety, I know that's crazy to try to put those expectations, but very, very Chicago fanish of me to try to put high expectations on a guy like that. But you got the second best safety in the draft. Caleb Downs, unequivocally, everyone thought best safety in the draft. After that, it was McNeil Warren. It was Dylan Thienemann and the Bears. We're sitting there with him, and McNeil Warren's still available. I mean, there's still a lot of talent, and that happens, right? In the first round goes by fast. Everyone assumes they're a first-round talent, but the fact of the matter is there's only 32 of them. And so there has to be people that fall outside of that, and, you know, that's where you find yourself. Dylan Thienemann, though, was getting praised throughout the entire draft process, not just by those that, you know, covered Oregon throughout the season that may have covered him in the Big Ten, but there was an individual in particular. And Jake Butt is someone who, you know, I've had the pleasure of doing shows with on Chicago Sports Network Stadium before it was Chicago Sports Network. And I always loved his takes, him and Josh Perry, another Big Ten alum from Ohio State. Jake Butt, obviously tight end at Michigan, and covers the Big Ten closely and had some interesting things to say. And that's why I want to play it for you about your newest Chicago Bear, Dylan Thienemann.
Dylan Thienemann, I mean, I covered him back as a true freshman at Purdue, and it was very clear. I mean, he just, no offense to Purdue, he just didn't belong there. Like, this guy if Ohio State didn't have Caleb Downs, who's just a generational prospect, I think we'd be talking about Dylan Thienemann even more than we already are. And then he goes out and has an unbelievable combine. Of course, the 40 time, the vert, all that stood out. But I liked watching him in the gauntlet, how smooth his hands are, the hip swivel drill. I mean, this guy is just a pure athlete where the Bears are going to be able to move him all over the field. At Purdue, he played at times, you know, 30 yards deep in that Ryan Walters system. At times they moved him in the box, especially last year with Oregon. He's just really, really capable. I know you guys have been talking about McNeil Warren a ton out of Toledo, another guy that's going to go in the first round, but I'll throw out an option on day two if we're just sticking with the safety position. In particular, Zaki Wheatley out of Penn State is a guy that's probably going to go on day two, somewhere in that third round. A real instinctual player, and I think what we saw last year is teams want to be able to defend the run out of a too high shell. Well, how do you do that? That puts a lot of stress on your safeties. You need intelligent safeties that can read cues, and then instinctual safeties that can trigger downhill when it's a run and then get to their position when it ends up being a pass. And Zaki Wheatley has that makeup, just doesn't have the consistency of some of the other guys, or maybe the ceiling of some of the other guys to be a first-round pick. But that's an option if the Bears decide to go maybe on the D-line there in round one.
That's Jake Butt talking with Spiegel and Holmes a little earlier in the month and just giving you a sneak peek as to what kind of player the Bears would have gotten. Fortunately, the Bears do have him. The Bears posted up on social media, Dylan Thienemann getting the phone call. It looks like he is the groom, and he's shaking hands with all of his groomsmen. That's what this looks like. He has like a beige suit on. He has a beige suit on. He has little sunglasses on. And then his three boys that are around him, literally it looks like they all have the same exact suit on. You should see this, Grant. It's actually funny. Well, I'll post this up.
I did see him.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah, well, I didn't see that video, but I did see him like after he got drafted. You know how like at the draft you have your like sections, like you have your Cardinals fans here, you have your Titans fans here. There's a section where the Bears are, and I think they put the Bears like right next to the stairway. So Dylan like was walking down the stairway.
Got to say what's up to him?
And then he like immediately went to the Bears fan. So that was pretty cool. Yeah,
I love that. Oh man, I love this. Bachelor party or draft party? You can follow me right now at Chicago_Gabe. And I'll put it in my story so that way you can check it out for yourself. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Bachelor party or draft party is what I'm going to put on the thing, because it really does look that way. But listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for a guy that can be a difference maker, regardless of position. And so the fact that it is that, Grant pointed it out that, where I don't know if I foolishly said Mike Brown, but Mark Carrier, of course, the guy who split Rookie of the Year honors with Emmitt Smith back in the day. That was the other safety that the Bears drafted in the first round. There's only been two. And so Dylan Thienemann being one of them, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what goes on there. And the Bears obviously still have two draft picks in the second round, which when you see how close together they are, if you're Ryan Poles laying in your cot, as Chris Emma pointed out right now at 1 a.m, he's dreaming about a scenario where two of the guys that he has on his big board are still available in that scenario. And, you know, again, it's going to be interesting. I'm curious your thoughts as to who do you think the Bears should take in the second round. I think we'll spend the next hour or so talking about that. Obviously, we know what the positions and needs are for the Chicago Bears, but curious who you think. You don't have to say a player if you're not doing the deep dive like that, but would love to hear your thoughts on what position that you would like there. But I want you to hear right now Ryan Poles talking about Dylan Thienemann. Pay attention to the word choice. Pay attention to how he viewed him from an athlete standpoint. And just take a listen to your general manager talking about a guy who he had on his big board, with not only as a position of need, but also best player available. Here's Ryan Poles talking about Dylan Thienemann.
We'll open up to questions.
Ryan, when did Thienemann first come on your radar, and maybe some of your first impressions of watching him?
Yeah. So when we do our meetings, we go, we take the average of like the high grades from the fall, and we work, you know, from the top down. And when we started the safety position, there's a couple good ones that we liked. But Dylan's tape popped out, like just a sense of urgency that he plays with, the speed. We talk about taking the air you know, out of the defense or out of the offense, his ability to close on the football, both in the run and the pass, stood out really, really quick. And as we watched it, the comments you could hear, I mean, this guy is obsessed with football, plays fast, he's extremely smart, great leader, violent in the way that he plays the game, everything that we're looking for. Then on top of that, you have some versatility. If he has to, he can go over and play a little bit of nickel. He can play free, he can play strong. So really good fit for what we're trying to do.
How do you describe the aggressiveness in his play style?
Oh, it's the aggressiveness. I mean, it flies up the tape. He's a violent football player. He strikes. There's a knockback element to his tackling. And again, just the speed. There's like speed and there's like violent speed in terms of just the explosion off the spot. And that's what he brings. And it's pretty easy tape to watch. Yeah.
Ryan, what went into the weighing hit Dylan's strengths versus some pretty good candidates that were still there at defensive tackle, defensive end?
Yeah. On our board, again, you know, we're talking about the board talking to you. He was standing out. He was elevated on the board at a spot, so we kind of work lateral and see who else is up there. And he was the number one in our priority list. We take the board before, obviously, all this kicks off when we sequence it, and he was the top sequence guy on our board.
Were there any anxious moments as he kind of had the board going? He was clearly your guy. Like Jason said, the board was wide open. Was it getting anxious as he got closer and closer?
Yeah, it was. I think I've talked about our simulator uses some mock, hundreds of mocks to kind of hone in and give us different challenges as we're picking to go through and simulate the draft. It was 50-50 with him oftentimes. So we weren't sure if he was going to make it. I think there was a lot. I think he was 18, seemed to be the spot that everyone said he was going to. We knew that if he got past that, there's a good chance. We in our sequence, we had probably two more guys that were close. So we knew that we were going to get a good football player. They were all – I drew a line on our top 100 of ones that we would be looking to trade back, trade up. And it fell where we had a couple guys there in the sequence. So we looked to potentially move back a little bit. There wasn't much interest right behind us where we felt comfortable in terms of the numbers. So we just moved forward, and we loved the player, so we were excited about it.
What pressure is there in a situation where you need a day one starter to go in and then be able to land that guy, but just like the process of getting him, how do you feel in that, and what is it like as you start to see
the top guys on the board? You know, there's a couple situations where potentially could be in a position where we have starters, but we would have very similar to last year, right? With Cole and Colson, it just happened for this one that the sequence landed right on a need. So he's going to have the ability to come in and compete for a starting role. And obviously that's going to be an open spot, where those guys are going to compete. And the tape tells us he's going to have a really good opportunity to do that. But this was a really cool opportunity where, again, the need and best player available fell the way that we needed it to.
Ryan, this offseason, you and Ben both talked about the need to get better pass rush. Mm-hmm. From the outside, is there still a way to do that in your mind on day two of the draft? And if you don't, you just have to hold the guys in house.
Yeah, I think both those things are true. I think there's some opportunity for guys on the board still. And then absolutely just what these guys are working on this week was for that group to continue to get better so they can be more effective. I know the coaches spent a lot of time in the offseason detailing where spots where they feel like we can get better, maybe some tweaks in what we're doing, the way we're coaching things. And then naturally, just a second year in the system, you would think that some of these guys would continue to get better and elevate their game. And then if you help the secondary, like, you know, they're related to a degree. Obviously, the D-line helps the back end more often than not. But in this situation where, you know, we have good corners, good safeties, we can be in a position where maybe we can have the quarterback hold the ball a little longer.
Did the edge rushers kind of break the way you thought they would?
Yeah.
Considering the combination of Kobe and Dylan and the speed you added back there, what strikes you about what you do with those two guys and how fast they are?
Yeah, I think you just match up better. You eliminate, you know, every time we, especially like our pro staff, when we do an advance on our opponent, we're looking for targets, looking for guys that we can find mismatches on and expose. So when you have speed and you have a lot of guys that can cover in different spots, your ability to hang in there, cover longer while you're bringing pressure, things like that, enhances the entire defense.
Breck mentioned with the combination of Kobe and Dylan that there's no weaknesses between the two of them because they can do everything. What does that do for a defense when your secondary, I mean, that would just point to the secondary being the strength of this defense. What can that do in year two with Dennis having that?
Yeah, that group can elevate. Obviously, there's a lot of turnovers. You can increase that number, which is going to be, you know, a big challenge for those guys. But I think just, like I said, taking the air out. Anytime we've seen a defense and you feel like it's suffocating because of the speed, that's what we're trying to do.
Right. He goes from Purdue to Oregon. Where did you see the most development? Like, why does he really take off once that change is made?
Yeah. You know, well, there's plenty of that. I mean, you can mature, continue to grow in just your understanding of the game, getting bigger, stronger, faster, different schemes, coaches. So there's a lot of things that could potentially go into that. You know, his first year as a freshman, I think he had 6 interceptions and was really, really active too. So when we worked through all of his tape, there's a lot of things that popped up from the time his first year to his last year.
Brett talked about the football character. How did that jump out to you throughout the process of getting to know him?
Yeah, it's off the charts. And we have so many good sources in terms of guys that he's played with, and that's all the way from Westfield High School all the way to Oregon, and the feedback that we got was incredible. I think one of our guys, probably Brett, came down to talk to you, and I don't know if you mentioned it, but you know, we had talked about this as a very similar type person, player, combination to what Colson was. The work ethic, again, that passion for ball was off the charts. We grade on a scale 1 to 9. There's no 5s and there's no 2s because there's no fence grades. There's a lot of 7s and 8s when you look across this guy's character. So really happy with the type of person we're bringing in.
Is it the combo of football character and kind of the speed that makes you feel good about a safety in round one, where there aren't a lot of them that go in round one, and you can oftentimes find pretty good ones a bit later on in the draft when you think about positional value?
Yeah, you got to look at versatility. So if it's a safety and it's a kind of old school box safety that maybe doesn't have a lot of coverage, you know, value probably stays down just a little bit. So that's why we felt comfortable taking Dylan where he was. There's versatility, so there's multiple positions he can play. On top of the ability to cover the range, helping in the pass game, third down. And then when you got Kyler, you got Kobe, you got guys that you can do a lot of different things to confuse the defense. That was kind of on the checklist of a safety taken in one and grading them where we had them graded.
Ryan, Ben has complimented safeties in the past, like during the season. Like, what was his reaction? What was his input?
Yeah, he was fired up. We spent time together. He would come in and watch tape with our group. And this was one of the guys that we had on when he was in. And I mean, I can now feel Ben, like he doesn't have to say anything. I can feel his like body language start to like get excited about somebody. And you could feel it. Cause again, it's that style of play that he has that, like I said, it's contagious. It's the type of player that we want on our football team.
Is there anything that surprised you from the first round tonight?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get into other people's picks.
One more, please. One walk off
pick at Penn State as a signature play. What struck you about just the moment and the actual play that he made?
Yeah, we want players that can rise to the level. We plan on playing a lot of big games moving forward. I'm sure, I don't know what the schedule is going to be, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of primetime games. There's going to be, hopefully we're back and deep into the playoffs, so we need guys that thrive in those moments. So when you show those things, we feel even better about you.
When you look at your board heading into tomorrow and the 3 picks that you have, how do you feel about your needs and the way things kind of shook out?
Yeah, a lot of good options. I'll say this was probably the most aggressive we were in terms of the guys that we really like. They have to play our style. They got to have the right makeup in terms of our scheme fits. Like, all of that had to be there. If it wasn't there, you're off the board. We were really aggressive with it. So when you look at it, it feels really thin. But that's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing because we're very selective of who we want. Now there's some historical numbers that I have that makes me feel confident that there's going to be guys that we like still available to us. So thankfully the numbers are high enough where, you know, I'll be able to sleep a little bit tonight. So
we'll put you guys in that space to be more aggressive. Is it the clear vision from the coaching staff? Is it the process, the point you are in the process of roster building?
I would say both. Both. Just confidence in our system. And then again, this staff is unbelievable. We're just giving clarity. And I think as we continue to work with each other, we're going to know exactly what we're looking for. So why mess around with, you know, those that don't fit what we're trying to do? And then we're, you know, then we're having conversations in, you know, the summertime and in the fall of why that guy can't play for us, or, you know, it's not a fit. So, yeah, I think both things are true. Just confidence in the system. Our scouts do an unbelievable job gathering information. And then our coaching staff is really clear with what they're looking for. So it's a really good marriage.
I know these guys are kind of versatile, but do you see Kobe as more strength at free and Dylan and strong, or do a lot of matching based on coverages?
Well, I think now, and that's probably a better question for DA, but I'm sure depending on who we're going against, he can do different things. Probably makes everything look the same, but do different things out of it, which as an offense is difficult to prepare for.
It's Ryan Poles talking about Dylan Thienemann at length and in depth about his thought process, saying that, you know, there's some big takeaways from that press conference right there. One, he seemed extremely happy and comfortable talking about Dylan Thienemann and being a member of the Chicago Bears. Seemed as though he was a fit because he could feel it. And I think when you're talking about, you know, this Bears squad, he also seemed confident going into day two. I mean, if you're Ryan Poles, you're like, damn, I got Caleb Williams. Rumba Dunze kind of fell to me. You know, Darnell Wright, home run there. Colston Loveland hit. And then Dylan Thienemann falls to 25. It's like, dude, it's good being Ryan Poles. You know, like, you're going to be able to hang your hat on the Dylan Thienemann, which I think most people would say he's that dude. You love the versatility. You love the fact that he said, and I talked about this on the Chicago Lead this week, where I pointed out how Garrett Bradbury, after his press conference this week, talked about, you know, coming in to fit and just work within the culture of the Chicago Bears, just contribute and add to it. And it's such a far cry from what we're used to as Bears fans, where typically the person coming in is being tasked with changing the culture, tasked with creating it, tasked with teaching. And so you get something different. And then, you know, you hear Ryan Poles mention the same thing in saying, we want guys that are going to play our style of football, guys that are going to fit. We don't want to look back in the spring and the summer and say, is this guy going to be able to operate within the confines of a Dennis Allen defense? It is a cool place to be. I haven't been here in a while as a Bears fan, where you're adding guys to a culture that exists, one of success. That's the craziest part about it. And so, you know, have you strengthened your team? Yes. Your starting secondary looks like Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, Kobe Bryant, and Dylan Thienemann. Not mad at that at all. Zero. And that's with the defensive line looking like Sweat, Javon Dexter, Grady Jarrett, and Dio Dangbo. And if TJ Edwards can live up to, you know, his expectations of getting back from that fibula injury, along with Devin Bush, it's like Dennis Allen said, you got guys there. You don't feel bad about it. Speaking of TJ Edwards, by the way, this Saturday is Chicago Sports Night for the Chicago Fire. And if you don't know, I host all their matches. I host a TV show on Marquee Sports Network. And TJ Edwards is going to be there signing autographs. I'll be hanging with TJ Edwards on Saturday. TJ Edwards will be there. We'll have some Blackhawks players. There'll be some, I'm sure, some people from the Chicago Sky. I would assume the Red Stars. But there's usually people from everywhere. But TJ Edwards will be there. I'll be sure to get an update on his fibula and how he's really filling in that scenario. And I'm going to ask him about his thoughts on Dylan Thienemann. And by that point, we'll already have three other Chicago Bears that will add to the mix in this whole thing. But the phone lines are open, and I'm curious. Do you think Dylan Thienemann is going to be the steal of the draft? You've done your research. You watched his highlights on YouTube. Yeah, you've read all the articles about his athleticism. Is he going to be the steal of the draft? I'm curious about that. And the Bears have three more picks on day two. Two in the second round, one in the third. Curious what you'd want to see happen. Who do you know, because the other way to look at it, and this is with David Haw and I on the Chicago League, we've done a lot this week, which is what position would you be upset at if the Bears didn't draft it? And I said cornerback. That's where that one came from. David said a starting safety, and that's exactly what they ended up getting today. And, of course, let's see. Speaking of, let's see, David, they got some good guests on their show today. They have Brad Biggs joining at 7 and Coach Wonstadt hanging out at 8 o'clock to talk about the latest draft pick for the Chicago Bears. You're not going to want to miss that. Then Ruthie. Jesus, start thinking of the Chicago lead. Raheemy Harrison Grody. I see the RHG, Grant.
That's what we're like,
and I'm like Ruthie Haw and Gabe. Ruthie Haw and Gabe.
Hey,
that's
on,
the Chicago lead right
on the
there.
Midday show later today.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, same initials, different show. They're going to have Clay Harbor on at 11. And then Herb Howard, who you heard asking some questions to Ryan Poles, will be on at 1 o'clock. Herb doing some great work over there with Spiegel and Holmes, too, covering the draft all week long. But we're going to have you covered right here. Again, I know I mentioned it before. I'll say it again. Odyssey Sports draft coverage presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the 365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. Draft coverage is also presented nationally by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. All right, but I only want to hear what you got to say about the Bears draft picks. So phone lines are open again. 312-644-6767. You think Dylan Thienemann is the steal of the first round? Want to hear from you. And also who you have your mind on. Position, specifically with day two starters. And then on the other side, we'll also hear from the man himself, Dylan Thienemann. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you till 5 o'clock right here on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Four.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
He was terrific at Purdue. He actually played for an old teammate of mine, Ryan Walters, who loved that man free with post safety way back deep, and he played that beautifully. When he went to Oregon, they loved how smart he was. Tosh LaPoy and Dan Lanning thought, hey, we could mimic what Ohio State did with Caleb Downs. Put him underneath and run a similar structure of defense. That's what he did last year with Oregon. Very smart, great instincts, good tackle. He's the type of guy that I think can do a lot of things in that back end of the defense, CD, and he's certainly a playmaker, but I would agree with Daniel. When he's back at free safety, that's when he's at his best.
Gabe Ramirez here with you on 104.3 The Score. That was ESPN and, NFL Network, talking about your guy, Dylan Thienemann, your brand new safety for the Chicago Bears. How exciting that you have an individual where seems like whoever, whatever publication you read, whatever analyst you listen to, Dylan Thienemann seems like a sure thing. And by sure thing, I mean at least a day one starter, someone who you can depend on, someone who can make an impact and an upgrade for your safety position. And that's exactly what the Chicago Bears got in him. And hopefully he can have a chip on his shoulder because the Vikings passed him up. I'm sure he probably assumed he was going to Minnesota as well. So maybe he can have a chip on his shoulder going a little bit later in the draft. But I'm sure, like most people when they get drafted to Chicago, they are going to be overwhelmed with joy to be here in the city of Chicago. But curious your thoughts. Thoughts on the first pick, Dylan Thienemann. Thoughts on the remaining second-round picks that are available to the Chicago Bears. And the third that will be happening on day two. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Joe out in Schaumburg. Joe.
Hey, how are you, man? Good to talk to you again.
Likewise, man. Here we are getting to talk about the new starting safety for the Chicago Bears. How exciting is that?
It really is. Chicago needed it. And I'll be real honest. I thought losing Berg was a little bit of a, you know, I'm going to miss him, but I think we found a good prospect in Dylan, so.
What so obviously the Bears still have, you know, a lot of draft capital available to them. Some people obviously, you know, thinking the Bears it's so funny, Joe, because everyone's like, Bears need help on the defensive line. Bears need an edge. Bears need an edge. Bears draft Dylan Thienemann, and everyone's like, that's a good pick. Like no
that's
one's
a good pick.
No, that's a good pick. No one's batting an eyelash at that. They're like, I love it. This is great. This is great for me. But you have other positions on your mind, don't you?
I do. Also, I wanted to, you know, kind of go. I know Dolman retired, correct?
Yes.
For the Bears center. So are we going to address that? And if we did address that, what do you think about Pat Coogan, who's a starting center for Indiana, who played right underneath, the quarterback? And I think that'd be a good opportunity for the Bears as a starting center.
So they ended up getting a guy named Garrett Bradbury from the Patriots. And Garrett Bradbury was a guy who was part of the same free agency class as Drew Dolman. So the Bears were very well versed Bradbury. Okay, and then what ended up happening was the Patriots, because I asked the question, I'm like, well, why would they give up on him, right? Well, the Patriots had their own fair share of interior linemen that could play center as well. And so Bradbury became expendable, someone that you can move off from because they had younger talent that was under contract for a cheaper price. The Bears were able to come in and get him for his last year of his contract that's still available. So he's on he still has 1 year left on his deal. So to your point though, okay. Joe, to your point though, it makes sense for the Bears to draft a center. You know, in doing research, doing my due diligence, Joe, you quickly find out that it's very rare for a rookie center to be starting in the NFL. It's just very rare because you got to control the line of scrimmage, call out the protections, you know, really be the anchor of that, as we saw with Drew Dolman. And so more often than not, if you take a center in the first few rounds, it's someone that's going to develop under the system. So to your point, everything I'm saying is only to strengthen your argument for the Bears to take a center. And it is that, you know, if you can get one in the third round, second round with your second pick, and that could be someone that you can develop to be your center for the next 5 to 6 years, then that is something that they're going to want to do. Because again, Bradberry is nothing more than a placeholder. So I'm sure they're going to want to address it. And you bring up Pat Coogan, who's great. There's also a center, I forgot his name, I'll look it up in a second, from Iowa, who's most were linking him to Chicago as well in the later rounds. So two Big Ten guys, you know, that could potentially be there. But it's definitely a position of need for the Chicago Bears.
Thank you so much for the insight, man. I always love talking to you, Gabe.
Oh, man, appreciate you calling in as always. Hit me up again after this whole thing goes down. Again, Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score, hanging out with you, taking your phone calls, getting reactions on not only your day one draft pick, Dylan Thienemann, but also what the Bears should be doing with the next two picks in the second round, as well as their third round pick.
Gabe, the center from Iowa, Logan Jones.
Yes, that's who I'm talking about. That's who David Hall wanted. He's like, if the Bears can get, what did he say?
He's rated as the third best center in the draft. And Jake Slaughter from Florida is the best rated center. I've seen him mocked in the third round, fourth round. So
he's still on the board. So all three of those guys are on
All three of them are on the board. The Kansas State center, Sam Hoch.
Yep.
He's still on the board as well. Connor Liu. So there's no centers have been drafted yet. So you still got a lot of guys there.
Look at that. I mean, when you're thinking about third round, you know, a third rounder. If you told me the Bears get the next two picks, the Bears get a defensive end, an offensive tackle, or a defensive end, a cornerback, and then a center, like those are your three. Like, oh my God.
They got three more picks in the top 100.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
David Hall, he had a great joke on the Chicago Lead this week when we were talking about the center position. And we brought up, what is his name again from Iowa?
Jones.
Jones from Iowa. When we brought him up, David said, he's like, Caitlin Clark, corn, and centers. That's what Iowa's known for.
And tight ends. Don't forget about tight ends.
Yeah, true.
Noah Fant, true. George tight Kittle. Ends.
Can't go wrong.
LaPorta.
Can't go wrong with those guys. And he's like, so if we get one of those, we'll be fine. And I tend to agree with it. Like, give me a center to develop. A center that could also be a backup guard, which is what you want, right? You're getting, again, you want people that are versatile in those kinds of situations. But get curious on your thoughts of Bears draft pick, Dylan Thienemann, and what's to come in day two. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Joe out in Humble Park. Joe, you got any questions about this draft pick that the Bears got?
I don't have any questions. I just like to associate the name with Conti with bad things. And I know you grew up in Humble Park.
Yeah.
Continental is a good place, maybe a bad place, but I don't want this new guy to be associated with the bad Conti.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what you got to remember, right? The same way where, you know, you can't put Drake May in a bucket with Mitch Trubisky just because they went to North Carolina. You also can't put Chris Conti in the same bucket as Dylan Thienemann simply because of the color of their skin, right? I know. That's why I'm here. I'm here for you, right? Like, we can't do that. And Dylan Thienemann, much different than Chris Conti. Grant, can you look up when Chris Conti was drafted?
I believe it was like probably 2010.
Well, I meant what round?
Like
I meant what round?
Oh, what round? Yeah,
I'll look it up. Look up what round. And then you got to, you know, you're getting a first round grade on a guy like Dylan Thienemann. He's going to be good, Joe. Josecito.
I'm not worried.
Yeah.
I just want to associate with the Continental.
No, I hear you.
And
what do you want the Bears? what positions do you, he was a third round. Chris Conti was a third round pick
in 2011. Yep.
Oh my God, that was a reach right there.
Well, who brought him over here? Someone brought him over here. One of the coaches brought him over here.
Is that? Oh, he wasn't drafted by the Bears.
Washington. No, he was not.
Washington, right?
No, he was drafted by the Bears. Yeah.
Oh, he was drafted.
93rd overall in 2011.
And then I think he went to Washington. Okay. Yeah. But
I thought he came over.
Either way, Bears obviously still got the second round to deal with, Joe. What do you want the Bears to do?
You know what? I trust their vision. Go with it.
That's it? That's all you got? That's your. All right.
Yeah, I was just trying to make a Conti joke.
I got you.
I know you went to Continental one thing or another.
No, I got you, bro. Listen, everybody's thinking it. Everybody, you know, it's initial thought that comes in your mind, but once you see the tape and once you do any background, you quickly get off of that immediately because you're like, there's going to be zero similarities there. But Joe, I appreciate the phone call. All right, man. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. We are talking about Dylan Thienemann, who we'll hear from in just a little bit. But let's go out to Ryan in Oak Forest. Ryan, they took care of the safety position, a big hole that they plugged up there. What are the other needs in your mind?
Well, I mean, hey. Well, it was nice to see you again, Gabe.
Of course.
It's been a while. It's actually kind of nice. I've never really seen it where we draft the position that we need most. Sometimes it's like they go out of their way to prove that they're not drafting on need, whether it's, you know, refusing to draft an edge or drafting a tight end. We already have one, but that worked out. Our next need would be what? Like edge or corner? I was thinking like, oh, we could live without an offensive lineman, so they're probably going to draft one. But I will say that, you know, Dylan Thienemann, he's going to be a fan favorite, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know exactly. Yeah. The same thing that the last caller was calling about. I get it.
Like, I thought that his draft comps would be like, what, Arnetta Marchuleta? It was actually Javon
I would love that.
Which one?
Archuleta
or...
Yeah. What?
Oh, well, even better. It was Javon Holland, who is an elite safety defensive back, I think, for the Dolphins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even better. And I'm thinking, like, these guys that they signed in free agency, like, you know, Neville Gallimore, Kobe Bryant, like, they seem to be, like, masters, well, jack of all trades, really. Some masters of some trades. Devin Bush. And I'm really liking the versatility that this scheme is bringing.
Yeah, it is green, and you look at the – I mean, when you think about who's available still, Ryan, at the 25, and, you know, there were edges there to be had, you know, and it tells you a lot about what Ryan Poles thinks about the talent that he has on the roster at that position already. And he felt that there was a much bigger void at the safety position. And again, I have zero problem with the draft pick. I think no one is complaining about Dylan Thienemann. No one's saying, oh, no, which is odd because, like you mentioned, there is still a hole at edge that most fans feel like exists. But getting Thienemann in the first round is great. And I think, you know, your next two second round picks, do you think those do you think, Ryan, those second round picks need to be starters or depth pieces for you?
I mean, nowadays, second-round picks, I mean, they could start right out the gate. But, I mean, if anything, we've seen, like, fourth-rounders start. Like, we remember the safeties, Eddie Jackson,
yes.
Adrian Amos. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, we could get a safety now, or we could get a safety mid-round. I mean, this is still good. But, yeah, I mean, I want an edge. I hope it's not like the last two drafts where, like I said, they just refused to get one. I don't know why. I mean, I know they moved. The one guy, what's his name? Shamar, one
Turner?
Of the guys to the end. Yeah,
Shamar so, Turner. I mean, listen, they're trying whatever they can, right, Ryan? Whether it's Austin Booker, whether it's Shamar Turner, whether it's Dio Dame. I mean, they are trying whatever they can to get some productivity out of that position without having to give up draft capital, right? Where they're saying to themselves, I don't want to draft another guy to be in a rotation of defensive ends that has a low ceiling, so to speak. I think they'd rather have somebody else that could, you know, fill a hole with a bigger, with higher ceiling, and that's exactly what they did, you know, with Dylan Thienemann. But, I mean, I think with the next two draft picks, you know, and I think the same holds true for offensive tackle, right, where you want to be able to draft someone, but if a starter isn't available for you at 25, then you're essentially just drafting another guy to compete with Braxton Jones and Theo Benedict, right? You're not drafting a surefire blue chipper that's going to go ahead and supplant both of those two guys. So I think, you know, that's where the Thienemann becomes the surefire thing. But you're going to learn a lot about the roster, right? Guys, whoever has a contract is going to learn a lot about themselves with these next couple of picks, because that's going to tell you where they think they need the most help. Where I think it's, you know, a spot like cornerback. You know, you've heard center, but those are all, you know, not a cornerback for me. It is depth, but I think that's more of a need than the other positions. Where a defensive end, at least you got guys there. You have guys that have played the position you feel comfortable with, Austin Booker, etc. But with the cornerback position, after Tyreek Stevens, and it's like, you're really not sure what you have there. And even with Tyreek, is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be playing? Is he going to be available for you for 17 games? I know you know what I'm talking about there, Ryan.
Exactly, yeah. Gone are the days where you could, like, sit in base and rely on, you know, your Pro Bowl linebackers. You got to have speed out there. I'm going to do more research on Thienemann and whether or not he could, like, bring the thump. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I know everything about these college players. But, yeah, I mean, we're sitting pretty. Sometimes we've had no first-round picks back-to-back years where that's the case. Right now, I'm happy to see what we do tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, Ryan. I appreciate the phone call. And good talking to you again, as always, man.
Yep, thanks. Good night.
312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, talking about your Chicago Bears and what they did in the draft. Dylan Thienemann coming down the pipeline at 25, plugged right into the starting safety role. You said you had some comps for him? Is that what that was, Grant?
Yeah, so ESPN's Matt Miller compared him to Malik Hooker.
Love that.
I love that. I just hope that his career doesn't end, kind of go in the trajectory of Malik Hooker, right? Because he missed the field a lot, you know, with time with the Colts and the Cowboys. But Todd McShay in The Ringer projected him. His game has shades of Dax Hill, Alonte Taylor, and Javon Holland in terms of versatility. Javon Holland, another Oregon Duck. Mm-hmm. Thienemann had the size of Holland and a similar build, but the speed of Hill and Taylor. Thielman had better coverage instincts than Taylor and is much more physical player than Hill, which I can see as well.
Man, it's good names. You love the traits that you keep reading when you're talking about Dylan Thielman and what everyone is ultimately saying about him. Just, you know, around the ball, you know, you heard Ryan Poles use he strikes and you know, things like that where you're, you know, you're feeling the tenacity of his style of play.
I can now feel Ben.
That's so crazy because.
Hey, you brought it. You said you could feel it.
I did say that. That's why I said it's crazy. That's hilarious. That was awesome. But it's true. I do. I mean, you know, 6'2", 201, so he's probably 5'11". And he's, you know, he just got drafted and he got a, not that he didn't have money before, but got more. He's probably 207 right now. And his 39 games in college football, he has 300 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss. To me, that stands out. 10 tackles for a loss. That lets me know you're in the backfield handling business. Love that. And that's as a safety? Love that. 8 interceptions, 14 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles, 2 sacks. I'm sure he'll have, mark this down, he will have more, not more, as many sacks next year as he had throughout his entire college career. Because Dennis Allen will send in that safety to get a sack. Of course, combine testing, we mentioned it out. PFF has them as the number 2 safety. And as we talked about, when people wanted the Bears to get an edge, and this was my biggest argument, but mine was for linebacker, where I was trying to make the case for the Bears to get a linebacker. And I said, if Ryan Poles is holding true to best player available, and you have the second best linebacker going up against the 6th best edge or the 7th best offensive tackle, Ryan Poles is going to take the second best linebacker, best player available. And in this case, you got the second best safety that was still on the board that you were able to take. And that's exactly what ended up happening. So some of the top traits you've heard or you've seen on certain sites, Chicago Bears saying that, you know, his range is one of his best traits. Best use is a movable safety who can play the middle of the field, split safety, robber, the nickel, or rotate positions post-snap. You mentioned his explosiveness and productivity, right? Where over 3 seasons, you've remained consistent. And, you know, even just coming into college, to get 6 interceptions as a true freshman at Purdue, I mean, damn, right? You just came from senior prom. You were at your senior prom. You went to Great America a couple times. Then you pulled up to Purdue University and got 6 interceptions in the Big Ten. That's impressive for a freshman. NFC North teams were saying the turning point in his draft stock was the combine, right? Really just showing his athleticism in real time to pair with the statistics that jumped out at you as well. So for the Bears, you know, he's going to be a starter. He's going to be certainly I don't know if I want to call it an upgrade just yet, right? You can't call that an upgrade.
Not yet.
Upgrade from what you had in Cam Lewis,
I guess.
But yeah.
But if you're going along the lines of like Brisker, not yet.
Right, not yet. Especially after Brisker's last game. No, not yet. You got to have some of that. But
they play very similar, where they can play in the box and play up deep in the zone. So,
and that's why I said he's going to get 2 sacks in the first season, because you saw Brisker. Brisker loved to be in the backfield, right? Loved getting blitzed by DA. And that was because, and then obviously with Kyler Gordon being out, you had a couple more blitzes heading his way. But if all 11 guys are standing at the line of scrimmage, Dylan Thielman is going to get in the backfield at some point to get himself some sacks. And that goes to the other reasonings as to why he's going to be an impact player for the Chicago Bears. Scheme flexibility as well. We know Dennis Allen loves his unique pieces that he can disguise coverage with and, you know, rotate late. Dylan Thielman with his speed and the ability to play both safety positions, the nickel as well. I mean, you know, imagine blitzing Kyler Gordon off the edge because you know Dylan Thielman can slide into that slot corner's position to pick up the safety, you know, right in his chest. I mean, it's going to make a big difference there. And, you know, you just go back to the Bears and what they were trying to do. You know, obviously the last few seasons for Ryan Poles, he's had a first-round pick. He's taken gone on the offensive side of the ball. And this year you go defense, the first First round one defender since Roquan Smith in 2018. Think about that. Almost 10 years.
That worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, that did work out well. Think about that. You hadn't taken a defensive player since 2018. So that means you've been working on the offensive side of the ball. And you still sucked. You still sucked offensively. And you had 10 years worth of, almost 10 years of first round picks. Now, granted, you got Caleb. Awesome. But outside of that, you're thinking of all these. Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. Justin Fields, et cetera. Not that I don't want to go down
there. Hey, Rome was good.
Rome. I love Rome. I have zero qualms with Rome Odunze. Real quick, I want to remind you before we take a break. I am going to be out and about in these streets of Chicago. Yes, that's right. You can join the Illinois Lottery and me, Gabe Ramirez, at the South Holland BP gas station. If you're out there on the south side, you want to come kick it, 951 East 162nd Street in South Holland. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1 o'clock tomorrow with this new thing by the Illinois Lottery called Hot Wins. I guess they're doing drawings every 4 minutes, which is insane. I love it, especially if you like winning money and you want just pick a couple. I just think back to like my grandfather. You know, he used to do the pick four all the time. Pick four. 2020 was his number. That was the address of his house. 2020 was Homer, right there on Armitage and Damon. And he would play that religiously. My man won so much damn money off the lottery. And I just, whenever I think about these kinds of things, so now you're doing it every 4 minutes. My grandfather passed away, by the way. But I can't even imagine if he had the opportunity to do the lottery every 4 minutes. Because, Grant, you don't play the lottery, right? You're not a...
I do it here and there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, actually.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, they had it. It was like a midday drawing and then a nighttime drawing, right?
Yeah, and you pick your numbers.
Yeah, you pick your numbers. But now that you're doing it every 4 minutes with the Hot Wins, that's super cool. But the first 20 people to say, get fired up, if they go out to the South Holland BP gas station at 951 East 162nd Street in South Holland, you come up, you say, get fired up, you're going to get a free Hot Wins ticket and an Illinois Lottery swag bag. And then they have, the only reason, okay, obviously this is not in the copy, but I know this because I've done my commercials for this appearance. But they also have a spin the wheel game like that goes with it. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for you to win some money. So make sure you guys show up again on Saturday at the BP in South Holland, 951 East 162nd Street. Must be 18 or older to play. Be smart, play smart. Game odds available at IllinoisLottery.com. All right, we still got to hear from Dylan Thienemann, and I want to hear from you as well. Did you like the draft? Not did you like it. How much did you like it? How much did you love it? Are you buying a Dylan Thienemann jersey? And what position should the Bears be taking and prioritizing in round two? It's Gabe Ramirez taking your calls and hearing from Dylan Thienemann after the break right here on 104.3 The Score.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With